Buy a bag of Hill's Pet Nutrition, help feed a shelter pet. Buy another bag of Hill's Pet Nutrition, help feed more shelter pets. Buy Hill's, help feed shelter pets. Buy Hill's, help feed shelter pets. Every time you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet in need, helping them become healthy, happy, and more adoptable. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/radio or tap the banner to learn more.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP is 624, partly sunny and 56. And yes, there is actually two different things that are right now becoming a thing in the classroom, and parents do not want them taken away from their kids. They think that they help, in quotes, maximize learning for their kids. But a lot of teachers hate them, and a lot of people think they're distractions. We have a teacher on the line. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, I'm a teacher. Please don't tell me this conversation is going to be about those little things that you twist in your hands.
Yeah, it is.
No, 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 the, no.
Oh, my God.
No, 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 no.
The fidget cube and the fidget spinner, oh, both.
The cube, too?
Both.
You know what? They're a distraction in the classroom, and when they've been out for 20 years and they've done the research, that proves beyond a reasonable doubt that they maximize learning. I mean, I think we've survived in education without these things, you know what, but they're always looking, and plus the kids use them in their dominant hand, so if they're using them in their dominant hand, guess what they're not doing?
Yeah, not working.
They're not taking their notes.
Yeah.
Okay, because they're not using, and they're a distraction to the kids around them, and honestly, and they're a distraction to me.
Do you have a desk drawer full of them?
You have a drawer full of them?
No, do you have a desk drawer full of them?
No, I don't take them away from the kids. I just tell them to put them away.
Because I got to be honest with you. I'll grab my kids and I'll spin that bitch around. And I'm not paying attention to anything around me.
That's right.
There's no way in hell it's going to help somebody learn better. It's impossible.
Maximize learning. I had told kids, you need something to relieve your stress. I don't care about like stress balls. Like, because they're holding them in their non-dominant hands. You know, if that's what they want to do, I don't have a problem with that. Huh. But when they have those spinny things, they're not using them in their non-dominant hands. They're using it in their writing hands, so therefore they're not taking notes. And they are, without a reasonable doubt, a distraction to the people around them.
There we go.
The people that are around them with the kids using them are focused on the spinning thing and not on me at the front of the classroom. And you know what? I'm a very insecure person. I need everybody to focus on me.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Take care. That being said, though, I wish I invented those little things, though.
Yeah, that is true.
My God.
Yeah, apparently, I mean, the spinner was invented, apparently, but some lady has a patent on it from, like, years ago.
Right.
And now with the popularity of the cube, then the spinner came around. I was reading the history of this whole thing, how it happened.
Oh, yeah?
And the cube, yeah, these guys kickstarted a fund for the cube, and now that came out. And so the spinner came right through. I mean, I don't know. I guess she was very smart to put it. She's had the patent for 20 years on the spinner.
Yeah, but how did she get them all made that quickly?
They're kind of a simple thing, but, man, you can get anything made quick in China and shipped. And
I guess
so. Distribution,
I
guess. Everybody wants something with the word fidget in it.
Dude.
And so here we go. Now it's in the classrooms, too.
They sell out of them at the 7-Eleven by me, and they'll put up notes saying, we'll have fidget spinners this afternoon. Crazy.
I'll tell you, if I'm a teacher, don't even bring it in the class. I don't even want to see it. I don't understand why it would even be in the classroom. Even the stress balls. I wouldn't allow stress balls in it.
No, that doesn't bother me so much.
Get it out of here.
But I'm telling you, you start spinning that thing, you stare at it. Dude, I use my
son's.
Doesn't
sound productive.
I use my son's and I timed it. The thing spun for 4 minutes and 3 seconds.
Mm.
And I did nothing but watch this thing spin for 4 minutes and 3 seconds.
Well, teachers, heads up. There are definitely a lot of parents who believe this is something that helps their child learn, and they will, according to this article, fight you to make sure it stays in the classroom in their kids' hands.
And if you think about it, I remember when high school classes were 42 minutes long. Hmm. So that one spin took up 10% of a classroom session.
627.
Think of that one.
Well, you're already good at math.
See?
Look at that. Here's Ted with the roads.
Your BAB, Sunrise Toyota, and the all-new Sunrise Toyota North.
Hey.
632, Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. I know a teacher who has a drawer full of these fidget spinner and fidget cube things that he's taken away from kids. But be prepared, teachers. Parents are going to fight you for it. There's a lot of parents who believe it helps maximize their child's focus and their learning.
Because those parents are the ones that believe anything their little cherubs tell them.
Maybe.
There's no way you can tell me something spinning in your hand for a circle for minutes on end helps you focus on anything but that little thing spinning in your
face. Exactly.
You know?
Yes.
Come on, dude.
This guy's not too pleased about the whole thing. Good morning, B.A.B. Go ahead.
Let me get this straight. They got the little spinning stupid thing.
Yeah.
They got a little clicky box thing in their hand.
Right.
Because they're stressed out. I got to drive into the city every day to deal with a bunch of friggin' morons. And to get to deal with the morons in the city, I got to drive with a bunch of morons in the goddamn expressway. Where's my fidget cube? Where's my spinning thing? What the hell's going on with this country?
Hey, listen, do us and everybody on the LIE a favor. Pull over at the next 7-Eleven, grab yourself a fidget cube or a spinny thing, and find your happy place.
If I pull over at 7-Eleven, I'm not grabbing a fidget cube or a spinny thing. I'm grabbing a Bud Tall Boy.
Well, you do what you need to do.
Thanks for the call. Well, that's the idea.
I don't think when they created those spinny things, they realized it was going to be a gateway drug to alcohol abuse. You know?
102.3 WBAB.
But hey, I'm not judging.
Long Island's only classic rock with Roger and JP. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP, 637. Well, it is a new trend, and therefore it could find its way into the classroom. The fidget cube or the fidget spinner, these things they claim, they help you focus, they help people relax. Some parents are saying, listen, teachers, don't take them away from my kid. It helps us maximize their learning.
Yeah, tough.
But on the other side of it, there are teachers who have drawers full of these fidget things because they do. They distract everybody from what's going on. Kids next to your kid are distracted by the thing they're spinning. It makes a lot of sense. Good morning, B.A.B. You have a problem focusing or what?
Good morning, guys. It's Howie from Smithtown.
Hey, what's up?
I was diagnosed with ADD in the late 70s, early 80s. I was a case study at Stony Brook.
Wow.
The only goddamn thing that works for ADD was Ritalin.
Not a fidget cube?
No, not the cube. They tried beatings. They tried different diets without any preservatives and sugar, and none of it worked. I couldn't pay attention to anything until they put me on medicine. Medicate the world.
All right.
I don't necessarily disagree.
Medicate the world? They wouldn't need fidget spinners
right.
And fidget cubes. It's 102.3 WBAB.
Tell you what, man. My friend's kid had ADD, and, you know, I always say they take these letters and stuff and they just throw it onto these kids or whatever it is. The kid was having a really, really difficult time in school. Nothing was getting accomplished. He was failing everything. Mm-hmm. They put the kid not on Ritalin, but on something else like Ritalin. All of a sudden, the kid's high on a roll. Complete 180.
That's all he needed.
A complete 180.
Medicate the world.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
That's what I'm saying.
Works for him.
What?
102.3 WBAB. Long Island's only classic rock with Roger and JP. WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP is 643. All right, we got a guy on the line who apparently had some experience with these fidget spinners at his house with his kids. Some parents are saying you should keep them in the school so kids can focus. It's going to be something that gets in the classroom and annoys teachers and kids. But some parents say, listen, my kid learns better with it. Sir, you're not buying it. I guess you've run into these fidget spinners. Go ahead.
It's ridiculous. I just had a 7th birthday for my kids. That's what they wanted, the spinner things. Those they played for that and the cardboard boxes. No more cardboard boxes. The spinner things are more important now.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do? They just spin in your hand. That's all they do. They're spinning in your hand. What is the concept? I don't understand. I used it. I said, this is stupid, and I threw it. Let the dog eat it.
You, get it out of here. Use it a couple more times and watch what happens. I said the same thing. It's like,
I told my wife I'll spin it somewhere on her.
Yeah.
Hey, yo. Whoa.
Yeah. I guess if you can get a nipple hard enough, you can probably balance it right on there.
You could. I got it balanced on the tip of my finger. I said, really? Am I doing this to myself right now?
You don't sound relaxed.
I know what I'm doing later.
Yeah.
See you later.
I'm going to spin that thing.
That's about it.
I'm going to spin that thing right on my own nipple, see what happens.
Come on.
I'm going to entertain the hell out of myself. My nipples are always hard. See?
Well, see, now the fidget spinner, we can evolve and find new ways to entertain ourselves.
I can't wait for my kids to find me with two fidget spinners on my nipples.
Look, I can't move, they'll fall off, but look.
Oh, my God, look at Daddy. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Oh, my God, don't look at Daddy. Taking fidget spinners
Mom,
to a new level.
Mom, Daddy's got the fidget spinners on his nipples.
6:45.
You're an animal. What?
What?
I'm just trying to relax.
Partly sunny in 56 today. It's time for the Road Tier Stat.
You do what you do, I do what I do.
Your VAB Sunrise Toyota and the all new.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.